Welcome back to the Focus B Show. This is Katie Stoddart here, aka the Focus B. And on this show, I interview high performers and leaders around the world to discover their secrets on peak performance, productivity, mindfulness, and leadership. So if you want to take your performance and your leadership to the next level, then you're in the right place. Listen up and connect with the magic. How can you go from being a high achiever to a high performer? And what's even the difference between a high achiever and a high performer? They sound pretty similar. There's a really subtle difference between being a high achiever and a high performer. A high achiever is someone who is driven by achievements. It's someone who wakes up filled and fueled by this idea of realizing their dream business or reaching that marathon goal. I'm always taking examples of business and fitness. I'm sure you could come up with more than just business and fitness examples. This is a high achiever. And as a previously high achiever, probably still a bit, I know that what happens is we genuinely feel fueled when we achieve something, and when we're not achieving, then we have self-doubt and we feel low and we are scared and everything sort of crumbles. So we build our trust based on external achievements. This is dangerous. There's no other way to put this. Life is uncertain, and at some point, you know, life is like a box of chocolates. You don't know what you're going to get. And at some point, it's not going to be an achievement. At some point, you're going to do your first online course and have no people sign up. Nobody will sign up. Or you'll go and do that race and you'll twist your ankle or anything. And so if every time you set out with a new goal and a new project and it fails and you feel like, oh, maybe I'm not worthy anymore, and you're filled with self-doubt and imposter syndrome, wow. It's going to be a hell of a ride. That's all I can say. If you're really achievement driven, every achievement that becomes a flop is felt deep down in your heart and soul, and you start to doubt everything about you. Okay, that's a high achiever. Woo! Super excited by achievements. Go, 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 go. They reach it, top of the world, amazing, on fire. They fail. Oh, no, no, blah, 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 existential. Okay, what's a high performer like? Yes, they're also driven by goals, ambition, direction. The difference is they tend to enjoy the journey more. Ah, yes, back to that, enjoy the journey each step of the way. Yes, because the performer, the high performer, is driven by performance. And performance isn't just an end goal. It's not just an achievement. It's a journey. It's a process. They're seeing each step. They're being like, wow, that was great. Oh, that failed a bit. Oh, what can I learn here? Oh, that was interesting. They're working and growing on the skills. And the skills can be the skill of perseverance, the skill of patience, the skill of commitment, the skill of discipline. It's not just the technical skills, but it can also be the technical skill of speaking or coaching or writing. The high performer is excited by the journey and the process and is learning each step of the way. And when they screw up or they fail, they learn, they make a note, they try again. And when they achieve, they're happy. And when they screw up, they learn, they improve, they move on. So there's a strong resilience to the high performer. And also, they like what they do more. If I look at high achievers, and they're very different in some ways. And of course, we can kind of be both. But some people are really achieving great at something they hate because they're driven by the achievement. It looks good on paper. They have a great status. They have lots of money. Things are going well. They bought a house. Oh, isn't it great? Isn't it great? But deep down, they feel empty. Deep down, they feel like, is that it? Great. So I got promoted. Excited for, 2 days, if that. And then it's like, oh, next achievement, next mountain, next hill, next summit. And then maybe they wake up a year, 2 years, 10 years from now and think, and so I achieved all of that. And so, am I better off? Am I a different person? Have I learned? Have I grown? Do I have regrets? Is this even something I'm interested in? Whereas a high performer will more think, ah, this is nice. This is fun. I'm enjoying it. This is something I want to tweak. I want to improve on. If you look at people like great bloggers or someone like James Clear, who wrote so many blog articles, and then his book Atomic Habit was a great success, great hit. Yeah, high achiever or high performer. Such a high performer. Because he was just tweaking and improving his blog articles as he went along. And he's big on habits, hence Atomic Habits. So little habits here and there, building a blog article, writing blogs regularly. That was something he really enjoyed, the writing and the topic around habits. And then his great achievement, if we can call it the great achievement, which it is, writing Atomic Habits that did so well. And so I don't think he was that interested in that aspect. Probably nice, probably rewarding, nice to have extra money, for sure. But that wasn't his drive. That's not why he wrote all those blog articles, did all that research, improved his writing skills for years and years and years, learned so much on the topic of habit. No, he was enjoying the journey and it led there. If you're purely achievement driven, it'll be shallow, it'll be short, it'll feel empty, it won't be as meaningful. And you won't achieve as much. That's the irony. That's the irony. Because when you're not enjoying the journey, when you're not enjoying each step of the way, how are you going to write such a great big book? Or how are you going to do that amazing TED talk in front of everyone if each step of the way is such a grind and so hard and all you want is to just get that TED talk out? Oof. Not such a pleasant journey. And so the truth is, if you are a high achiever, it's in your interest to turn it to high performer, because to achieve more, you need to perform better. To perform better means tweaking every step of the way. And for you to do that, it needs to be something that you enjoy, something that's in your zone of genius, where it's both high competence and high levels of enjoyment. And when you start to do that, you will achieve amazingly. But what's also funny is you will learn there and then, achievement doesn't matter. It's a nice little boost. It's a nice little ego thing. It's a nice little confidence up level. But then the next day you get up again and you have to write those articles or you do the more speeches or those workshops. And so work just continues. So if you're not enjoying the steps, woo, you get 2 seconds of, wow, that was cool. Like when Atomic Habits was launched or sold X amount of copies. And then what? Then you continue writing. You continue delivering. This is what Simon Sinek calls the infinite game. It just continues. It just goes on. It's the next step and the next step. That's fine. If you like the journey and you like the steps and you like the skills that you're improving on and you're enjoying each step of the way. If you're not, change, shift, and shift your mindset from when I reach that goal, everything will be great. It won't be. Look, I'm sorry to break it to you. It doesn't matter what goal you have. When you reach it, it won't all be good. There'll be other issues. There'll be other problems. There'll be other goals. It'll feel good for 5 minutes and then you'll have to move on. So instead, ask yourself, what can you do to become a high performer? How can you enjoy the journey you're on? How can you take and make progress each step of the way? Learn the lessons you need to learn as you're progressing. Build upon success, just like you build also upon failure, and continue taking all these steps, and not until you reach blah, blah, blah. No, there's no until you reach. As you take all these steps, there'll be some great stuff, there'll be some stuff you don't like as much, and there's no until, which is hard to get. There's a direction, there might be some goals, some vision, some milestones, and then just continue. It's a bit like fitness. You don't just exercise to what? If you're running to do a marathon, then what? When you do the marathon, you stop running? No, you continue running. What are you meditating for? Meditate every day. For what? So that you're calm and grounded during the day and have good emotional intelligence and can see with more clarity. Great. Next morning, get up, you meditate. Next morning, get up, you meditate. And I know this could sound depressing, especially if you're a goal-driven person. God knows I'm a goal-driven person, so I get you. But you'll learn, if you haven't learned already, that goals are fun and they're nice to have for direction from time to time, little boost. But it's more important to ask yourself, what are the activities you want to be doing more of? What is it you want to be doing less of? How can you optimize your environment in a way that it brings you joy, and kind of do it a bit in repeat mode? Tweak it, add some variety by all means, add a little trip here and there, change a few things around. That's fine. We're not robots. We don't have to do always the same. But it's more about what is a journey where those tasks or skills or activities on repeat are something that provide you with joy. Do that and A, you'll achieve way more, and also you'll have fun. And isn't that what life is all about? To actually enjoy and not just wake up with a bunch of tags and awards. The way I got, like, I don't know, 200 plus podcast episodes, I don't have a goal in mind. I don't have an achievement in mind. I just show up and talk about topics I find interesting, helps me to reframe things, to learn. Also, as I talk, do some research and then interview great people, learn from them. I don't have a goal. I never set a goal of 100 episodes or 200 episodes or a million or X amount of views and listeners. And it was just each step. Same on my coaching sessions. We sometimes have a coaching goal, but that's it. And then they reach it, and then we go through another coaching goal. But I enjoy each and every coaching session, each and every keynote workshop. It took me a while to shift from that achievement driven. But it's when you generally, it's when you start to get some of those achievements and they don't fulfill you as much as they thought you would. And then you think, oh, well, something's not right. All right. Actually, the journey that led to that achievement is nice. Actually, the journey full stop, this in this moment. So shifting to the gratitude, learning the skills, the progress. You got it. Achievement, super goal driven. Fun for 5 seconds, doesn't go far. Performance, each and every milestone, each and every day, tweak, improve, habit, experiment, lifestyle, change. Way better, seriously, guys. So you can shift from high achiever to high performer now, if you haven't shifted already. It's just a mindset click. It takes 2 seconds. Just press play in your head and you think, whoosh, what activities do I want to do every day? What are skills that I want to learn and improve? What is something I would always do, even if I didn't get a goal or an achievement or a reward out of it? What is something that I would continue and persevere and work on simply for the journey, simply for the process? And I know I've mentioned this example in previous episodes, but in my case, it's dancing. I'm not going anywhere with dancing. I'm not going to dance on stage. I don't think so. And I'm not using it in my career. Nothing's coming from it, but I just dance because I enjoy dancing and it's fun. Also keeps me fit and it's enjoyable, etc. But there's no goal, there's no achievement, there's no, hey, look, I reached this level in ballet dancing. I'm still not even that flexible. I can't do a split, but who cares? It's not about that. And if you can treat your business, your health, your fitness, your relationships, like the example I gave with ballet, which is something I always need to practice, by the way. Sometimes I do think, well, what's the point of me dancing ballet? It won't go anywhere. And then I remember, all right, no, I'm just enjoying the journey. It doesn't need to go anywhere. Good. I hope this helped. I hope that you managed to shift your mindset from high achiever to high performer, enjoy each step, learn as you grow, improve on these skills, and not get too obsessed or too tied into the achievements. Ultimately, they don't matter so much. A little boost, bit of fun, but the journey is each and every day, and that really matters. Whew. Thank you so much for tuning in. Very important topic, super passionate about this. And I actually realized at one point that probably a lot of the coaching I do is enabling people to shift from just high achieving to high performing. And it's much more than just enjoying the journey. It's tuning into your zone of genius. It's shifting your whole perspective on life, work balance. It's a lot of different things. That's when I realized, oh yeah, what I do is I help people shift from their high achiever to their high performer. Thank you so much for tuning in. Wishing you all the very best for your journey, and tap into the high performer that's in you. Thank you so much for tuning in today to the Focus Bee Show. I would absolutely love to hear your feedback, so let me know in an Apple review or YouTube comment what was most valuable for you. And feel free to share this episode with a friend or a family member. Wishing you a wonderful, magical, and focused day ahead.